This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The government has called an all-party meeting this evening to discuss the ongoing conflict across West Asia. The meeting will take place in the Parliament complex. Talking to reporters at the Parliament premises, Union Minister Prahlad Joshi said, "It is also the opposition's duty to play a constructive role during a crisis, but unfortunately the opposition is playing petty politics over it." Republican Party of India, a chief and union minister, Ramdas Athawale, said during the meeting, "Everyone should share their perspectives." Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi had made a statement in both houses of parliament on the ongoing conflict in West Asia. Speaking at the Rajya Sabha yesterday, Prime Minister Modi announced the constitution of 7 empowered groups to deal with the consequences of war and evolve strategies on fuel, fertilizers, gas, supply chains and inflation.
युद्ध की शुरुआत के बाद से मैंने पश्चिम एशिया के ज्यादातर देशों के राष्ट्राध्यक्षों के साथ 2 राउंड फोन पर बात की है। हम गल्फ के सभी देशों के साथ लगातार संपर्क में हैं। हम ईरान, इजराइल और अमेरिका के साथ भी संपर्क में हैं। हमारा लक्ष्य डायलॉग और डिप्लोमेसी के माध्यम से क्षेत्र में शांति की बहाली का है। हमने डी एस्केलेशन और हॉर्मुज स्ट्रेट खोले जाने पर भी उनसे बात की है।
The government has debunked news reports and social media posts claiming that LPG refill booking timelines have been revised for Pradhan Mantri Ujwala Yojana PMUY connections to 45 days. The Minister of Petroleum and Natural Gas has said the news reports and social media posts also claim the new timelines as 25 days for non-PMUY single bottle connections and 35 days for non-PMUY double bottle connections. Railway Minister Ashwani Vaishnav has said that around 1,024 new trains have been introduced across the country in the post-COVID period. The minister was replying to supplementaries during question hour in the Lok Sabha today. Mr. Vaishnav said railways is the transport of the poor and middle class and the government is focusing on providing smooth and affordable transportation services to them. In Punjab, the BJP has submitted a memorandum to Governor Gulab Chand Kataria demanding a CBI probe into the alleged suicide of Dr. Gagandeep Singh Randhawa, district manager of the Punjab State Warehousing Corporation. Dr. Randhawa had allegedly named former Transport Minister Laljit Singh Bhullar in a video for taking the extreme step. Punjab police have arrested MLA Harmeet Singh Pathan Majra, who had been evading arrest for over 6 months. The MLA had been declared a proclaimed offender by a court on serious charges, including rape, cheating and criminal intimidation. He is the second Punjab MLA to be arrested in the past 2 days after the arrest of MLA and former Transport Minister Laljit Bhullar in an abatement to suicide case. Bangladesh is observing Genocide Day today in a solemn remembrance of the victims of the brutal military crackdown carried out by Pakistani forces on the night of 25th of March in 1971 under the codename Operation Searchlight. President Mohammad Shahabuddin and Prime Minister Tariq Rahman paid tributes to the victims and reaffirmed the nation's commitment to preserving the spirit of the independence struggle. Iran exchanged fresh strikes with Israel and launched new waves of attacks on Persian Gulf Arab states as West Asia conflict has entered its 26th day today. It comes amid US President Donald Trump's remarks saying United States was making progress in its efforts to negotiate an end to the war with reports of a 15-point plan sent to Tehran. According to several media reports, the proposal was delivered through intermediaries. The plan calls for Iran to dismantle its 3 main nuclear facilities, end uranium enrichment on its soil, and suspend its ballistic missile program. Benchmark domestic equity indices were trading nearly 2% higher in the forenoon session today, driven by hopes of de-escalation in West Asia. The Sensex zoomed over 1,400 points to 75,515, while the Nifty jumped 451 points to 23,364 when reports last came in. The first edition of the Khelo India Tribal Games is beginning at Raipur in Chhattisgarh this evening. It will continue till the 3rd of April, featuring events in 7 sports disciplines. And that is the end of this news bulletin.